Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bobby Marks, the NBA front office insider for ESPN, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show, Big Interview on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So, Bobby, obviously the big story today is Brittany Griner has been released from a Russian prison in a prison swap between the United States and Russia. I won't ask you to get into the details of that, but I am just curious, how much, if at all, do you think the attention that NBA players and coaches and WNBA players and coaches and even college players and coaches, among them in Memphis, Ja Morant, the attention that these people kept on this situation for months and months and months, how much, if at all, do you think it played a role in leading to this development?
Oh, I think it played a, I think it played a big role. I mean, I think it would have been easy to forget about her there. I think, certainly, I mean, if it's based on the people in Russia, they probably said it didn't play a role at all and we got what we wanted as far as in the prisoner swap. But no, I mean, I think that, certainly from the WNBA, certainly from the coaches, Dawn Staley, Becky Hammond, certainly you mentioned Ja, players like, we never forgot about her as far as what had happened almost close to a year ago. And I think that put a little bit of certainly pressure on our government here to try to get something done. And fortunately, they were able to do a prisoner swap, early today.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't know how much pressure Ja Morant and other, American sports figures could put on, Russia, but you put that pressure on the United States government to get something done. And like you said, fortunately, we finally got that done. Let's talk basketball. The Memphis Grizzlies still to this day have never started their theoretical best starting lineup. And yet they're still 16-9, just a half game behind New Orleans in the Western Conference standings. Just broadly speaking, your thoughts on what you've seen from the Grizzlies this season?
You know what I've seen, and I hope Zach's not listening, Zach Kleiman, their GM, because I'm going to put him in a high level praise here. They remind me a lot of the good San Antonio teams back in the day, as far as just the stability, like plug and play, right? Two guys are out. All right, we're going to go to our bench, and John Contra is going to play, right? Danny Green's out. We've got enough shooting here. We don't need to go out and make a trade here. And there are nights when, certainly whether it be Ja out or Contra or Jaren, you're doing rest management here. They've got such a strong foundation here where it's like that next man up mentality. And that's what gets you through 82 games. I mean, your depth gets you through 82 games here. And, the Western Conference, nobody's running away with anything. I think, New Orleans is in the number one spot as of today here. I think, where Memphis is, certainly I think what you want to do is get some separation from, those teams in that 4-7, 4-8 range here and be one of those top two teams here. But I think you got to be happy just based on, Jaren was out for the beginning of the year based on circumstances here, as far as you just haven't had, Desmond's been out, he's going to be out for another few weeks here. You just haven't had your full kind of lineup and you're still, 7-8 games over 500.
You mentioned the Pelicans. It seems like not too long ago, That whole situation felt like a disaster. Zion never healthy. You know, there was a thought that they might not be able to keep him, or he's going to ask for a trade, or he'll never, you know, reach his potential for injury reasons. And now you look up and they're 16-8 alone in first in this moment in the Western Conference standings. What's the explanation for flipping that the way it's been flipped? Is it simply, well, they traded for CJ McCollum and got Zion healthy, and so here we are, or is it more than that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw, you know, a little bit of it, you know, after the trade deadline last year and certainly into the playoffs with the CJ addition here. I mean, that was a team, I think they started 3-16 last year, and we're all talking about, you know, is David Griffin, their GM, going to make it through? Is Zion going to be on his way out here? And yeah, certainly CJ bringing that veteran presence, you know, Brandon Ingram. And then, you know, the difference with Zion is you go from a team that's a playing team to now a team that's in the top three. And when he's on the court, and he's healthy, he plays at an all NBA level. And that takes that team from a play-in to a team that can compete for one of these top three spots. And I mean, they're probably in as good of a shape moving forward. Of course, if health is on their side going forward, just based on, you know, the nucleus under contract, they've got all these draft picks here. I mean, they've got that Laker pick they can swap with their own. They've got a couple Milwaukee first here, some swaps. They're in strong shape. As long as I said, you know, Zion stays healthy here. And they're another team. You know, they've lost some guys. Herb Jones has been out. Brandon Ingram has been out. But you plug guys in. You find Jose Alvarado. You find Najee Marshall, guys who are undrafted here. And it's kind of just that plug and play.
Is there a lesson to be learned from the Jose Alvarado emergence? You know, you look at him in college. He was a productive, very good college player, but obviously limited. Not great athlete, not very big. But a lot of the stuff he did at Georgia Tech is translating to the NBA. Do you think front office executives look at him and go, okay, maybe the type of stuff that he's doing to impact winning is the type of stuff we should start maybe trying to identify at the collegiate level and perhaps bringing it into our organization?
Yeah, I mean, I think when your guys who are undrafted, there's got to be you have to have a little bit of an identity to that player for them to make it in this league here. And I think, you know, Jose has that here. I think it's, you know, when you're paying a guy the minimum salary, there's not much risk there. I think certainly when you're looking at roster spots 12 to 15, that plays, I think players like him probably should get more of a benefit than a guy that's been in the league maybe 10 or 11 years here. Just because, I mean, in New Orleans, you've got him for the next 3 years on a really great contract here, and he's got a role. He's got an identity as far as what you know, what he can do.
Talking to Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider for ESPN. He's on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. Interesting situation in Atlanta. They're 13-12, fifth in the East, and Trae Young's, I don't know if it's personality or attitude or whatever, has started to creep into the headlines again. What do you make of the situation that organization is dealing with right now?
You know, it's funny. I talked with Brian Windhorst on his podcast, or I think Monday or Sunday, and we talked about it. And I said, yeah, no, they were 14-10, top 10 in offensive defensive efficiency. They'll figure it out here. And then you lose, you know, earlier in the week. I think Oklahoma State. Then they play New York last night. I know Dejounte Murray got hurt and hurt his ankle here, but I just did not like the body language at all. Like, I didn't like Trae Young going into New York. Should be like Reggie going back into New York back in the day when he was in Indiana here. And I know that Trae loves that, you know, that theater type atmosphere. I just felt like it was a preseason game for him last night. Didn't shoot the ball well. They get blown out. I think it's probably something to watch. You know, it's certainly, I don't think it's going to be the coach. I mean, how could you go through a third coach in, you know, 3 or 4 years here? But there is something a little bit funky. You know, you've got the John Collins situation kind of hanging over. He's injured. Deontay Hunter is hurt. You know, they're a team that I don't want to say all in, but, you know, you gave up a lot of picks to go out and get Murray here. And they're, you know, being a play-in team is just not going to be good enough for this roster.
I remember when Trae was coming out of college and I was talking to a front office person of an NBA franchise, And you know, this franchise was picking in the lottery of that draft, and they were just picking my brain to see if I, you know, what I might know or have heard about any of these prospects. And when the conversation got to Trae Young, they asked me, so what do you think of him? And I talked strictly basketball stuff, shooting, passing, all that stuff. And I said, what have you heard? And they said, and I'm just being, this is just what I was told. We've heard he's weird, that people don't like him, that his teammates don't like him. And it seems like if we haven't reached that point in Atlanta, like some of that stuff is bubbling up without disclosing things you aren't comfortable disclosing. Is that something you ever heard about Trae Young?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. You know, we're in year five right now, and it feels like, from a locker room standpoint, can he be a leader? Can he put this, is he a follower or is he a leader here? He's a max player, but is he a franchise player? You know, franchise player is not just the guy that can, give you 30 a night here. There's a lot of different elements to that, and it'll be interesting. You know, they've invested a lot in Trae Young here, and I think it's certainly something to follow. It feels like we're talking about him every year here, and we get to this point somewhere in late, mid-December, early January, where they're kind of a little bit out of a crossroads.
Talking to Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider for ESPN. He's on Twitter at BobbyMarks42. The Warriors, if the playoffs started today, the reigning world champions would be in the play-in and, like, just barely. They're 13-13. On a two-game losing streak. Are they going to have to do something with that roster to compete for a back-to-back championship, or is this something that can get sorted out over time as currently constructed?
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have Warriors-Clippers as the play-in right now. And the Clippers are something to talk about for another day, I'm sure. But, you know, it's interesting. The Golden State does not make changes during the regular season. They just don't make change. You know, certainly they've been at a high level with Durant, and certainly last year, and they made the Wiggins-Russell trade, and that team was in the lottery here. And I think they're going to have to ask themselves, whether it be James Wiseman, is he the guy to move in a deal that is, for a veteran, you're not going to get an all-star back, that kind of fits more closely to the Steph Curry timeline as far as if you think this is the last year with this roster together. I mean, you're looking at guys like Kelly Olynyk, right? Like guys like that. Miles Turner, maybe, as far as move him and, maybe you got to add something else. And that's probably your lone resource or big deal. I don't think Kuminga, I don't know about Moses Moody here, your younger players here, because it's not going to be your core guys. Or do you just think, you know what, we're going to ride this group here. Hopefully the bench gets better. We know what we got with Jordan Poole, DiVincenzo, Jamichael Green, guys like that here. And you just play it out here. But I think the one thing you don't want to do is kind of, basically punt on this year, which I don't think they will. And Wiseman doesn't turn into that player that you think he might be.
Talking to Bobby Marks, NBA front office insider for ESPN. You had a big piece sort of looking ahead to the trade deadline, when players are eligible to be moved, when they're not. I know we're a little ways away from that, and obviously the most honest answer is who knows, we'll see. But, if you were speculating on December 8th, who do you think the biggest name that gets moved midseason in the NBA is?
I think it's probably John Collins down in Atlanta. I think certainly another guy we've talked about 2 years in a row, and he signed that big contract a year ago. He's got 4 years left. You've seen some good things, I guess, from Jalen Johnson. Do you break that up and give you a little bit more depth? I think the goal is to take back a salary that has some years left on there. So I think guys like, certainly John Collins. I think the interesting thing, Gary, December 15th is when, these trade restrictions are lifted, but I went back and looked at it, but 85% of the trades that occurred the last 5 years don't happen until the week of the deadline. So yes, it's great. More guys can be traded here, but as you've seen, teams wait until the last minute waiting for that great deal, to come about. Sometimes it never happens.
Talking to Bobby Marks, ESPN NBA front office insider. Obviously, the draft is a long ways away, but it seems pretty clear at this point that Victor Wembanyama, the French sensation, will be the number one pick of the 2023 NBA draft. It's interesting because literally minutes before the start of the 2022 NBA draft, it was still unclear who was going first overall. And yet we know several months out, probably for at least a year now, that Wembanyama is going to go first in the 2023 NBA draft. You worked in a front office for a while. Obviously, you do your due diligence if you end up with the number one pick, but can you imagine anybody else going number one in that draft?
No, I don't, unless something catastrophic happens here over the next six months. I just think from a talent standpoint, I think certainly NBA executives getting a feel for him over here a couple months ago when he was in Vegas and playing those two games. And, I mean, basically the NBA bought the app, right? They basically bought all the games to stream online here. I don't see it. I mean, I don't see it at all as far as anybody else but him going number one.
Wrap it up here with Bobby Marks from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, Max Scherzer is 38 years old. Justin Verlander is 39 years old. Are you comfortable with the Mets starting the season with a rotation of two all-time greats, both of whom are, close to 40?
I thought that was going to be the first question. I was waiting for my next question here. Hey, I think I'm more comfortable paying Justin Verlander 2 years, $86 million, than Jacob DeGrom 4 years, whatever he got, $185 million in Texas. So, I think, I'm comfortable with these two guys, making $40 million a year, and certainly last year Verlander was not past his prime, had a great year. It's just a matter of keeping these guys healthy.
Yeah, I think you and I are on the same page. I would have, if you just told me you can have either one pitch for your team, I've spent a lot of years watching DeGrom. I look forward to those nights.
Oh, yeah.
I would rather have DeGrom as a Met, but I would rather have Verlander on this contract than DeGrom on that contract.
Yeah, you got it.
That's Bobby Marks, ESPN front office insider, covering the NBA. You can follow him on Twitter, at BobbyMarks42. Thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. That's Bobby Marks from ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.